有三节课要来讨论基督徒的社会生活。
We have three classes on the social life of a Christian.
啊，今天下午我们讨论基督徒的职业。
This afternoon we talked about the work of a Christian.
啊，因为社会生活一个最重要的部分就是我们的职业。
Because living in this society, an important portion of it is due to work.
所以我们一个人一生啊，差不多花30年到40年的时间在这个社会上就业。
During our lifetime, we spend 30 to 40 years employed in this world.
啊，今天晚上要针对美国社会的啊两个很重大的特色，从圣经的角度来批判。
This evening, we're going to study two perspectives of the American society from the Bible.
啊，我们活在美国社会，要对美国社会有相当清楚的了解。
To live in the United States, we need to have an understanding of this culture.
也我们也要对圣经的话有相当深刻的了解。
And also have a deep understanding of the Bible.
那我们才能够在美国社会里面来行圣经的道理。
Then can we practice the word of God in this society?
如果对美国社会了解，对圣经不了解。
If we understand the culture that we live in and yet do not understand the Bible.
啊，很可能我们没有办法一个做一个很好的基督徒。
Very likely that we cannot be a good Christian.
美国社会里面有两个重大的特性。
There are two major characteristics of the society.
第一个，这是一个全世界里面最成功的资本社会。
First, this is the most successful capitalist country.
哦，那第二个，这是全世界里面呢、啊，可以说最讲究。个人主义的一个社会。
And second, this is a country that focuses on individualism.
那我们要针对圣经里面两个例子来对照这两个现象来讨论。
And we're going to use two examples from the Bible to discuss these two issues.
啊，在耶稣所讲的这个比喻里面。
From the parables spoken by Jesus.
我们发现啊，耶稣用了两次啊这个迷失的这句话。
We noticed that Jesus Christ twice used the word lost.
我们刚刚唱这个赞美诗96首啊。
The hymn we sang 96.
这个英文歌词的第一节的第二段。
In the second part of the first verse.
说我以前迷失的，但现在我找到了。
Says I was once lost, but now am found.
在四福音里面啊，有两个人还没有遇到耶稣以前是迷失的，遇到耶稣再找回来。
Two people in the Bible were lost before they found Christ.
他迷失在当时的社会里面。
They were lost in their society.
耶稣把他找回来。
Christ found them.
我们在这个社会里面有很多人还没有认识耶稣以前迷失了。
In this society, many of us before we find Christ were lost.
迷失就是失去了方向。
When we're lost, we don't have a direction.
找不到目标。
We have no goal.
这个叫做迷失。
This is being lost.
那找到了耶稣又找回来了。
When we find Jesus, we have been found.
啊，首先我们看路加福音19章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 19.
路加福音19章。
Luke 19.
啊，第十节。
Verse 10.
路加福音19章的第十节。
Luke 19:10.
人子来是为要拯救失丧的人。这一节圣经节是这一段圣经的结论。
This is a conclusion of this passage.
耶稣说，他来世界上是要拯救世界上迷失的人。
Jesus said he came to seek and to save what was lost.
那在这一段圣经里面，迷失的人是谁
？In this passage, who was the person lost?
啊，就是第二节里面讲一个人叫做撒该。
It is recorded in verse 2, it's named Zacchaeus.
那这个撒该迷失在哪里
？How is Zacchaeus lost?
我们从第二节的最后一句发现说，他是税吏长，而且他是一个财主。
In the latter part of verse 2, it says he was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
所以我们发现撒该迷失在名，也迷失在利的当中。
So Zacchaeus was lost in fame and in power.
他迷失在名里面，因为他是税吏长。
He was lost in the status because he was a tax collector.
他没有用神所赐给他这个职分来荣耀神、造就人。
He did not use the position given by God to glorify men, glorify God and edify men.
他用这个神所赐给他的职分来聚敛自己的钱财。
Rather, he used the position given by God to increase his wealth.
使自己得到好处。
To benefit himself.
这是他的迷失。
That's how he was lost.
那第二个，他是财主。
Second, he was wealthy.
从整段圣经里面，我们知道撒该良心很不平安。
We know from the full passage that Zacchaeus was unhappy.
虽然他的钱很多。
Although he was wealthy.
但是他的良心不平安。
He did not have a clear conscience.
为什么钱财很多良心不平安
Why is it that he was wealthy but yet without peace?
因为撒该所得到的钱都是不义之财
Because his wealth was gained illegally
当时的税吏跟罪人是不同的名词同一个意思
At that time, a tax collector and a sinner is equivalent
因为他们用很多不同的方法来聚敛税然后很多漏到自己的口袋里面
Because theTax collectors use various ways to cheat people.
但是后面的罗马政府在撑腰。
And the Roman government supported them.
因此人看到税吏咬牙切齿，但又不敢怎么办。
So when people saw tax collectors, they are gnashing teeth, but they cannot do anything.
所以撒该聚了很多的钱。
So though Zacchaeus was wealthy,
他在钱里面迷失了。
He was lost within his wealth.
他不知道聚钱真正的目的是什么。
He did not know the purpose of having money.
因为聚在钱财使他在神面前良心不安。
Because of his wealth, he was unpeaceful before God.
所以他听到一个人叫耶稣来了。
Then he heard a name, Jesus was coming.
他是救主。
Jesus was the Savior.
他希望能够得到平安。
And Zacchaeus wanted to receive peace.
他需要耶稣救赎的恩典。
He wanted the grace of Jesus.
所以他爬到树上。
So he climbed to a tree.
他要见耶稣。
He wanted to see Christ.
他希望从主得到恩典。
He wanted to receive grace from Jesus.
他要重新再找回自己。
He wanted to find himself.
因为他已经失去迷失了。
Because he was lost.
耶稣抬头一看。
When Jesus looked up.
说撒该快下来。
Said Zacchaeus come down.
这是他人生的转捩点。
This was Zacchaeus' turning point.
今天我要住在你家里。
Today I must stay at your house.
第九节说救恩临到你家。
Verse 9 says today salvation has come to this house.
神要拯救他。
God is going to save him.
让他找到人生的目标。
To give him direction in life.
人生的目标就是荣耀神造就人。
And our direction in life is to glorify God and edify men.
不是积赚钱财。
It's not to make money.
所以撒该为着要得到救恩。
So in order to receive salvation.
他下一个很大的决心。
Zacchaeus was determined.
在第八节说。
Verse 8.
说我要把一半的给穷人。
He says I will give half of my possessions to the poor.
因为他这个钱财是不法的方法聚集的
Because he had gained his wealth through cheating
那我要欺骗了谁我就还他四倍
He says I will return fourfold to those I've cheated
如果撒该真的照这样做他大概破产了
If he actually do likewise he probably go bankrupt
但是这样做才能够带给他赦罪的恩典
But only through doing this can he be gain remission
才能够带给他良心的平安
So then he would feel peace.
才能够带给他与神的亲近。
And so that he could draw close to God.
所以当他要找回自己。
So in order to find himself.
他付出了很大的代价。
He paid a great price.
他所换来的是永远的福气。
And in exchange he gained eternal blessing.
所以在这里我们可以看到撒该从迷失找回了。
So we know that Zacchaeus was lost but found.
好，那今天我们回到看美国社会。
So let's return to the American society.
整个美国社会推动的力量是力。
The whole move of power behind America is power.
利啊
The
profit.
啊，
因为这是一个资本社会。
Because it's a capitalist country.
我们最近一两年看到很多大公司一直在裁员。
We see recently that many large companies are trying to downsize.
啊，为什么？
Why?
表面上的理由是因为效率比较高。
Because they have increased efficiency.
但是我们发现，一个公司如果宣布裁员之后，它的股票马上上涨。
But if we notice that once they start to lay off employees, their stock prices go up.
因为一个公司一旦裁员了，就表示它的人事费用减少。
Because once they lay off employees, their cost is low.
啊，表示它的利益提高。
That means their profit increased.
所以它的股票的市值就一直上涨。
And so their stock values increase.
那如果一个公司它的利益减少了。
But if the profit decreases within a company,
那这个股票就下降。
Then the stock value will drop.
那这个公司里面的这些执行人员啊，职位就保不住了。
And the employees may not be able to keep their positions.
所以为着个人的利益，
so for our own benefit,
他需要维持公司的利益。
We have to maintain the benefit of the company.
为着公司的利益，
and for the benefit of the company,
他要把一些人裁掉。
We must lay off.
即使这包括他没有饭吃也没有关系。
And even if the employees are homeless.
所以整个美国的社会是以利为前途在引导的。
So the whole American society is run on profit.
那么在这个社会之下，
Under, in this society,
我们人在无形当中就会受到引导啊，就是以利益在引导我们人生。
Unconsciously, we'll also choose profit as our direction in life.
在美国有很多很好的学校，这些学生啊，人生没有什么理想，就是毕业以后啊，几年之内要赚100万。
Many students in the prestigious schools in the States, all they want to do is make money.
因为他们觉得利就是人生成功的一个标记。
Because they believe that profit is a signature of success.
所以追求钱财变成这个社会一个很重要的特性。
So to pursue after money is the main characteristic of the society.
那钱财本身并没有什么好跟坏。
There's really, wealth is actually neutral.
但是一个人对钱财的态度就会在神面前啊有不一样的评价。
But what is important is our value of the wealth.
啊，圣经里面有很多的财主受到神的肯定。
There are many rich masters in the Bible that are confirmed by the Bible.
耶稣被埋葬的时候是埋葬在一个财主的坟墓里面。
When Christ was buried, he was buried in the tomb of a rich man.
他在最后一个阶段里面，他用他的能力来爱耶稣。
He used his last efforts to love Christ.
所以他得到神的肯定。
So he was loved, confirmed by Christ.
但是我们在四福音里面看到耶稣常常重复一句话。
We often see a phrase repeated in the Gospels.
说财主进天国是困难的。
That is difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
好像骆驼要穿过针眼一样。
It's just like a camel going through the eye of a needle.
这个针眼可以解释说一个城门里面旁边那个小门。
An eye of a needle is the small gate next to the main gate of the city.
当太阳下山的时候，大门关起来了。
When sun goes down, the main gate is shut.
那这个骆驼啊，抱了很多的，背着很多的东西要进城门。
The camel with many luggages is going to enter the city.
他要把他身上所背的东西都放下来，然后趴着才能够爬过这个地门。
He must lay down all of the luggages, kneel and crawl into the gate through the gate.
主耶稣说，财主进天国就像骆驼进窄门。
Christ said, for a rich man to enter into heaven is like a camel going through a narrow gate.
也就是说，一个财主的心态跟生活方式跟追求天国常常是不相配的。
That is, a rich man's attitude toward a heavenly kingdom and his wealth are not equivalent.
因此在这个社会里面，人人想要发财。
In this society, everyone wants to be rich.
圣经并不是叫我们不能够有钱。
The Bible does not prevent us from gain money.
啊，但是圣经告诉我们不可以贪财。
But the Bible tells us that we should not greed after wealth.
请看提摩太前书第六章。
Please refer to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书的第六章。
1 Timothy 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
六章的第九节。
First Timothy 6:9.
但那想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡之中。第十节。
10.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。这个第十节说贪财是万恶之根。
Verse 10 here says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
那一个人心中有了贪啊，就会离开真道。
When a person has greed, they will wander from faith.
就是他的心啊，想法就会开始偏离道理。
That is, their heart will go astray from the truth.
他的生活就会开始偏离啊，圣经所指示那种生活方式。
And their lifestyle will also astray from the teachings of the Bible.
既然偏离了真道，那神的福气就没有保证了。
Once they gone astray, the blessing of God is not guaranteed.
因为神的福气是保证在神的道里面。
Because the blessings of God is guaranteed under His words.
一个人遵循神的道，到最后就是平安跟喜乐。
When you follow his commandments, you will receive peace and joy.
但是一个人一旦偏离了神的道，神的福气就离开了。
But if you astray from his word, his blessings also depart.
那一个人一旦没有活在神的恩典当中，
if a person does not love in the grace of God,
到最后就是用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
In the end, they will pierce themselves with many griefs.
所以贪财到最后的结果就是受苦。
So the greed after money, the end result is suffering.
那这个受苦有时候不是指着物质上没有丰盛，它可能物质上很丰盛。
Suffering is not only in the material. Sometimes they may be abundant in material.
那这个受苦有时候指着心灵上。
But the suffering is in the spirit.
有时候受苦指着家庭生活上。
Or in their family.
有时候指着人际关系上。
Or in their interpersonal relations.
从各种不方面，他会受苦。
In various aspects, they will suffer.
所以一个人如果对这个钱财没有很适当的力量去控制啊自己的方向，他迷失了，到最后就受苦。
If we do not control the direction of our money, we might wander off and be lost.
那现在我下一个问题叫做什么叫做贪财？
So then the next question is what is greed?
从箴言里面我们看到啊，至少有很两个啊论点在代表什么叫贪财。
And in Proverbs, we could see that there are two points to represent greed for money.
啊，请看箴言第十章。
Please refer to Proverbs 10.
箴言的第十章。
Proverbs 10.
第二节。
Verse 2.
箴言第十章第二节。
Proverbs 10:2.
说不义之财毫无益处，唯有公义能救人脱离死亡。这里说不义之财毫无益处。
Here it says, ill-gone treasures are of no value.
什么叫做不义之财？
What are ill-gone treasures?
就是以不正当的方法取财。
That is to receive it illegally.
这个不正当的方法有两个解释。
And what does it mean to receive it, to gain it improperly?
一个是法律上不正当。
One is illegally.
一个是道理上不正当。
And the other is not according to the teaching of the Bible.
法律上不正当啊，比方说
illegally,
我们去逃税
is we evade tax.
好，这个是不正当的。
This is illegal.
那这个多收的一点钱呢，对我们有没有什么益处？
And if we gain a little money, what good does that do?
那在道理上的不义之财。
And what does it mean to gain illegally according to the Bible?
对我们是毫无益处的。
Has no benefit to us.
比方说。
For example,
我们基督徒去开夜总会。
As a Christian, we go open a nightclub.
道理是，这个法律上来讲可以。
According to the law, this is legal.
但是在道理上，这个不可以。
But according to the truth, this is not.
就是对社会没有帮助，会带坏社会风气的这些职业啊，不能做。
This has no value to the society. Rather, it degrades the society, so we should not be part of it.
不是在法律上不能做，是在圣经道理上不能做。
It is not illegal according to the social laws. Rather, it's not according to the Bible.
这个在神面前变不义之财啊。
So this in the eye of God is ill-gotten treasures.
所以得到的财可能在神面前不义。
We may have gained the wealth, but it's unrighteous in front of God.
那这个这个就是贪啊。
So this is greed.
啊，请看箴言的二十一章。
Please refer to Proverbs 21.
箴言二十一章的第六节。
Proverbs 21:6.
用诡诈之舌求财的，就是自己取死；所得来之财，乃是吹来吹去的浮云。
A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare.
所以用这个不诚实的方法不光明正大的方法来求得财物的，就自己取死。
So to gain wealth through a dishonest way is to seek death.
那这个钱财好像浮云，就是你自己没有办法控制的，可能很一块一下子就飘走了。
The wealth is like a fleeting vapor. It may not exist. Rather, it may just evaporate.
所以在这个人人在追求财富的社会里面，我们要很谨慎，不能贪。所谓贪，就是用不正当的方法赚钱。
So in this society where everyone is after money, we must control ourselves and not be greedy.
那常常人因为受到这个社会风气的影响，会一直心里蠢蠢欲动。
And sometimes because of the influence of the society, we will sway, our heart will move.
美国的这个华尔街以前有一个这个 inside trader, 就是从内幕消息在买股票被抓到。
There was a stockbroker on Wall Street who was caught for giving away information, inside information.
那以后啊，他是在美国最好的一个大学毕业。
He graduated from the best university in the U.S.
以后他被判刑。
And he was sentenced.
那记者去访问他。
And the reporter had an interview.
啊，他说我刚刚开始我只要讲赚十万。
He said, in the beginning, I only wanted to make 100,000.
但是他发现很简单，你只要几个电话打出来，一下就十万了。
He said it's easy. All you have to do is make a phone call and you make 10,000.
哦，所以这样钱一直积一直多，一百万、两百万，他没有办法停止。
So your money tripled and fibbled.
他知道这个不对。
He knew that this was wrong.
但是他没有办法停止。
But he couldn't stop himself.
那以后他被抓到了。
And he was caught.
不但花了很多的钱，而且他这个人身败名裂。
He has spent a lot of money and also degraded himself.
所以这个贪呢不行，不能够用不正当的方法在社会上赚钱。
So we cannot have greed and use dishonest means to gain money.
我们再看箴言二十八章。
Let's also refer to Proverbs 28.
箴言二十八章二十节。
Proverbs 28:20.
诚实的人多得福，想要急速发财的不免受罚。请。
A faithful man will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished.
二十二节。
22.
有恶言的人想要急速发财，却不知道贫穷必临到他。
A stingy man is eager to get rich, and is unaware that poverty awaits him.
这里特别谈到说，急速发财就是要用很快速的方法就可以赚到钱。
Here it says that to get eagerly rich is to gain wealth quickly.
那什么样的方法最快速
？And what's the fastest way to gain wealth？
买这个 lottery。
It's to buy a lottery。
啊，赌博啊。
Gambling。
买这个赛马的奖券。
To buy horse race tickets。
这个也是贪。
These are greed。
圣经的精神不要我们这样做。
The spirit of the Bible does not allow us to do this。
所以箴言十三章这样说。
That's why in Proverbs 13.
十三章的十一节。
Proverbs 13:11。
说不劳而得的财必然消耗，勤劳积蓄的必见增加。神所希望的是我们一点一滴的去辛苦努力去赚来的。
What God wants us to do is to gather our money little by little.
这个不是凭劳力赚钱的，是碰运气的，是赌博的，急速发财的，这个到最后没有用。
Well, how we gain through greed, through gambling, these are useless.
这算是一种贪。
And these are all types of greed.
那第三种所谓贪是我们比较没有自觉的。
Third type of greed is probably unconscious.
就是没有节制的赚钱。
That is, we make money without self-control.
创世纪记载，以扫搬到别是巴，他做三件事情。
And the Bible in Genesis records that when Isaac moved to Beersheba, he did three things.
第一个，筑一座坛。
First, he built an altar.
第二个，支搭帐篷。
Second, he built a tent.
第三个，挖一口井。
Third, he dwelt a well.
筑坛就是敬拜神。
To build an altar is to worship God.
支搭帐篷就是家庭生活。
To build a tent is the family life.
挖一口井就是牧羊职业生活。
And to dwell a well is his shepherding life.
所以每一个人的生活应该有三大内容。
So each person's life should have three major content.
职业生活、家庭生活、信仰生活。
His career, his family, and his religion.
那这三个生活都需要时间。
And all these require time.
如果哪一个生活时间用得不够，那个地方会发生问题。
If you do not give sufficient time to any of these areas, there will be problems.
那现在一个人把家庭生活时间全部牺牲了。
So when a person sacrifices their time to their family,
连夫妻也没有时间在一起，连谈话都没有。
They don't have time for their spouse or children.
父母跟子女也没有天伦之乐的时间。
Parents and children do not share time together.
赚钱。
All they do is make money.
再来，敬拜神的时间也没有了。
And second, they don't have time for God.
灵修时间也没有了。
They don't have time for spiritual cultivation.
做圣工的时间也没有了。
Have no time for holy work.
所有都用来赚钱。
They spend their time to make money.
这个就是贪。
This is greed.
这并不是神要我们所过的生活。
This is not what God wants us to do.
神所要我们过的生活是平衡的。
God wants us to live a balanced life.
因为神不以一个人的财物来断定一个人的价值。
For God does not evaluate a person according to their wealth.
所以耶稣说，人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
That's why Jesus said a person's life is not according to their wealth.
而且主耶稣要保证我们生活不会有困难。
And Jesus guarantees that we have no problem in our lives.
你先求神的国跟神的义，你自用的饮食都要给你。
If you first seek His kingdom, you have no worries in your life.
因此，当一个人用所有家庭生活时间跟信仰生活时间全部来赚神，他已经偏了。
So when a person spends all of his time for the family and God into making money, he's already gone astray.
贪财会让人偏离了正道。
Greed for money makes a person astray.
到最后就愁苦刺透了。
In the end, they will be naked and sorrowful.
到最后在生活中发生很多的痛苦。
And they will have many problems in the end.
因此在这个社会里面。
So in the society.
也在论一个人的价值，一切以金钱以物质来论一个人价值。
People use wealth to judge a person.
我们要相当的清醒。
So we must be very aware.
不能够迷失在钱财的追逐里面。
Cannot be lost in wealth.
这样我们才会在道理上才会进步，才得生的喜悦。
So that we may please God and improve our spiritual life.
那在提摩太前书第六章里面，保罗这样说。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul says.
提摩太第六章。
1 Timothy 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力，第七节。
7.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能够带什么去，第八节。
8.
只要有衣有食就应当知足。而保罗给我们立下一个最低的榜样啊，要有衣有食就要知足。
Here Paul gave a basic requirement that we should have food and clothing, we should be content.
那对神有敬虔的心在生活，在那生活当中懂得知足，这个人就大有利益了。
When we fear God, live a godly life, and feel content about our life, then this is great gain.
所以在没有影响家庭生活跟信仰的生活时间，当然我们可以尽量赚钱。
So of course, when we have no spiritual life or family, of course we could spend our time making money.
但是当我们赚钱了，会影响家庭跟信仰生活的时候，我们在那个地方就要刹车。
But when making money affects our spiritual life and our family life, we should stop.
这样我们才会得到神的福气。
Then we shall receive blessing from God.
这样我们叫做重新找回自己。
Then we will be found.
因为是我们在控制钱，而不是被钱拉着在走。
But we are control of money and not money controlling us.
我们现在看腓立比书。
Let's refer to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书的第四章。
Philippians 4.
十一节。
11.
我并不是因缺乏说这个话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的。十二节。
12.
我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或者饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在我都得了秘诀。在这里保罗说他随时随在都得了秘诀。
Here Paul says that he has learned a secret of being content in every situation.
是丰富或者是缺乏，他都得了秘诀。
Whether in plenty or in want, he knew the secret.
是处在卑贱还是处在高贵，他都得了秘诀。
Whether he is well or he's weak, he's learned the secret.
所以人要在脱离这个钱财的捆绑啊，就是要学习保罗得到秘诀。
So for us to break away from the bondage of money, we must learn the secret.
那保罗在他生活环境里面上上下下当中啊，保罗的心态啊，永远不会失去那种喜乐。
So in all circumstances of Paul's life, he never lost the joy.
因为保罗他不在乎别人怎么看他。
Because he doesn't care how others regard him.
他只在乎神是不是喜悦他。
He only cares whether he's pleasing to God.
神怎么来论定他的价值。
How God judges him.
我在教会看到一个弟兄让我受感动。
I was touched by a brother in church.
那差不多在十年前。
About 10 years ago.
他的爸爸生病。
His father was ill.
他从中南半岛来。
He came from
中南半岛啊，在从亚洲来哈。
Asia.
那个时候他经济不太好。
And then they were not economically sound.
他要带他爸爸来教会聚会。
He wanted to bring his father to church.
结果他没有钱去买那个工厂做的轮椅。
But he didn't have the money to buy a wheelchair.
结果他自己啊用木头钉一个轮椅。
So he used the wood and made one himself.
那你就可以想象啊，木头钉的轮椅，他又不是木匠啊，所以看起来真的很不好看。
So you can imagine he wasn't a carpenter and he used the wood, so you can imagine the wheelchair.
所以他来到教会，首先就把那个木制的轮椅拿出来，就把他爸爸推到上面来。
So when he came to church, first he took out the wheelchair, wooden wheelchair, and he sat his father on it.
所以他就大大方方就把他推进会堂里面，坐在前面听道理。
And very boldly he wheeled his father in to the front row.
我相信看到的人有不同的反应。
And I think those who saw him had different reactions.
有的人看轻。
Some of them despised him.
这个东西也拿到教会来。
How can you bring such a thing to church?
有的人受感动。
But others were touched.
第一个是这个弟兄的孝顺。
First was his filial piety.
第二个是这个弟兄啊，他不在乎人怎么看他。
Second, this brother didn't care how others regard him.
那好看不好看，你家的事情，我就是这样。
Whether this wheelchair is beautiful to you or not is none of your business. This is how it is.
所以他不活在别人对他怎么看法。
So they do not live in the world of viewing other, caring for others' views.
因此在他的生活当中，他的方向就不会迷失。
So that in his life, he has a clear direction.
但如果一个人很注意别人对他怎么看法，
if a person really cares for others, how others view them,
为面子他就拼命了。
For their face, they will work very hard.
所以他才能够在别人面前留面子。
And so that they could save face in front of others.
结果在生活当中就迷失了。
And they'll be lost in their life.
所以这个弟兄这一幅图啊，很深的刻在我的脑海里面。
So this picture is has deeply impressed me.
非常粗糙的轮椅，推着一个年纪老迈的父亲，也没有什么装置，来到教会墓道。
A not very well-made wheelchair, was wheeled in, by the son with the father in it.
他没有迷失在世界的观念里面。
He was not lost in the views of the world.
所以这是第一点，我们在这个社会里面啊，对钱财要有非常清楚的看法，而且对自己要相当谨慎的操纵自己的方向。
This is the first point that we must have a clear understanding of the use of money and also the goals for us in life.
那在四福音里面谈到第二个，谈到这个迷失的，就是主耶稣讲到这个浪子的比喻。
And
the second, 路加十五章的二十四节。
Luke 15:24。
因为我这个儿子是死而复得，死而复活，失而又得，他们就快乐起来。
For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, so they began to celebrate.
如果我们看英文就很清楚了，他过去是迷失的，现在又找回来。
You can see that he was lost and is now found.
所以大家应该欢喜快乐。
So they should all celebrate.
这是主耶稣讲的这个失而复得的另外比喻。
This is the other parable of the lost.
那这是一个小儿子。
This is the youngest son.
他的父亲很有钱。
He had a wealthy father.
那有一天他对他的父亲说，
One day he said to his father,
说爸爸，把财产分给我吧。
Father, why don't you give me my portion of the inheritance?
我想如果现在父亲打了两个嘴巴，我的财产跟你有什么关系？
I think the father nowadays would probably slap him and said, what does my wealth has to do with you?
但是这个父亲就干脆就把财产分给他了。
But this father just gave him his portion.
结果这个小孩子就带着财产到很远的地方去。
And this child took the money and went far away.
那为什么这个小孩子要选择离开父亲？
Why would this child choose to leave the father?
我们就看他离开父亲以后，他过什么样的生活，答案就在那里。
The answer lies in his lifestyle after he leaves.
十三节。
Verse 13.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收持起来，往远方去，在那里任意放荡，浪费子财。所以十三节就给我们答案了。
Here, 13 gives an answer.
就是在家里面父亲管太多了。
Because in his family, the father was very strict.
所以没有自由啊。
He had no freedom.
那现在离开家了，父母亲看不到了。
As soon as he leaves home, out of the sight of his father.
也没有电话可以查询了。
He cannot be reached by phone.
所以他就到很远的地方去。
He had went off to a distant country.
在那里很自由，任意放荡，浪费子财。
He was quite free there, and he squandered all his wealth in wild living.
那根据后面我们看出来，他甚至去找妓女。
Later, we found out that he even went to the prostitute.
在三十节呀。
Verse 30.
说你的儿子跟娼妓吞进了你的产业。
Here says your son was, and the prostitute squandered all your property.
所以这个小孩子应该是很自由、很快乐才对。
Don't you think the son should be quite happy?
因为没有父亲在管他。
Because his father was not controlling him.
但是这个光景不好啊，马上就变了。
But you see that the situation is not right.
十四节。
In verse 14.
他耗尽了一切所有了。
He has spent every penny.
就穷苦起来了。
So he was poor.
没有东西吃啊。
He has nothing to eat.
他去哪吃猪吃的东西？
He went to the field to eat what they fed the pigs.
他是犹太人，他去看猪。
He was a Jew, yet he went to feed the pig.
到最后他说我在这里会饿死的。
In the end, he said, I will starve here.
所以他失去尊贵的身份。
So he lost his prestigious status.
他去失去生活的保障。
He lost the comfort of life.
他死在他活在死亡的阴影之下。
He was living under the shadow of death.
这都是他选择离开父亲放纵自由的结果。
This was a consequence of leaving his father.
这个故事今天在描写我们跟神的关系。
The story illustrates our relationship with God today.
美国是因为基督教开始的。
America started with Christianity.
连美国的宪法里面都有神这个字。
Even the Constitution has the word God.
美国的钱上面都刻着我们信托神。
Every bill of the American dollar has the word In God we trust.
美国200年的历史里面啊，这个神这个没有办法抹消的。
In 200 years of American history, God cannot be erased from this country.
但是最近30年变了。
But this has changed within the last 30 years.
人人想要追求自由。
We all want to seek after freedom.
他们所说的自由就是像这个小孩子。
The freedom that they want is like this child.
就想要离开父亲越远越好。
Like the son, they want to depart from the father as far away as possible.
所以表面上看起来啊，人有很多基督徒。
Superficially, there are many Christians.
啊，但是事实上有很多人是过着没有神的生活。
But in actuality, many people live a godless life.
因为他们觉得这样比较自由。
Because they feel they're free.
所以在没有神的这个生活之下，就开始放纵。
So in a godless life, they begin to
放纵 indulge
themselves.
啊，佛罗里达有个 Tampa.
In Tampa, Florida.
啊，我们教会想要买会堂。
Our church wanted to buy a chapel.
我上一次去啊，这个 Brother Soga 带我去看一个会堂。
When I visited last time, Brother Soga took me to visit to look at one of the churches.
他说这个会堂想要卖。
He said they wanted to sell this church.
然后他告诉我，因为里面的人坐不下，他们想卖新的会堂，买新的会堂。
He said because the congregation can no longer stay there, so they wanted to find a new place.
那最后他又补充说，那个会堂是同性恋在聚会的。
Then he added.This church was a service for homosexuals.
那里面有一个女牧师啊，替他们做礼拜。
And they had a female pastor to give the sermons.
那现在人多了，坐不下。
Now they, the membership has increased, so they need a bigger place.
哦，旧金山是同性恋的大本营啊。
San Francisco is the capital of homosexuals.
那现在夏威夷开始啊，同性恋结婚是合法的。
And now Hawaii has legalized marriage of homosexuals.
两个男的可以交换结婚戒指，然后是合法的夫妻。
Two men, they could exchange rings and to be legally married.
所以我们看这个社会里面讲究个人的自由，到最后就是远离的天父。
So we could see that in the society, when they pursue after freedom, they have departed from the truth.
那远离了天父以后啊，到最后就是愁苦来到。
Once they depart from the Father, a sorrow comes.
所以我们每一位来到美国，我们觉得很自由。
So when we, every one of us who come to the U.S., we feel very
但是我们要重新用圣经的角度来看自由是什么。
But we must define freedom from the Bible.
而不是从社会的角度来吸收一些自由的观念。
And not to use the definition of society to define freedom.
因为社会的自由让人离开神。
Because the freedom of society makes men depart from God.
社会的自由带给人犯罪。
The freedom of the society allows men to sin.
到时候带给人活在愁苦当中。
And lead men to live sorrowful life.
先看加拉太书第五章。
Please refer to Galatians 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians
5. 13节。
13.
所以弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可以将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，亲爱的。
You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love.
14节。
14.
因为全律法都包括在爱人如己这一句话了。
The entire law is summed up in a single command.
这里说
love your neighbor as yourself.
不可以用自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
Here it says, do not use freedom to indulge in sinful nature.
如果我们看英文啊，这个情欲翻作罪恶的这个 sinful nature， 罪恶的本性。不能够把自由当作是放纵罪恶的本性的一个机会。
We should not use freedom as an opportunity to indulge in sinful nature.
可见说我们人里面有一个罪恶的本性。
So we could see that there is a sinful nature in all humans.
那我们如果顺着罪恶的本性去生活，表面上看起来很自由。
If you follow this nature, you may appear to be free.
但是这不是圣经里面讲的自由。
But this is not the freedom according to the Bible.
所以我们在美国虽然很自由，我们所要的不是这种自由。
But although we are very free in America, that's not the kind we want.
我们现在想想一个例子。
Let's think of an example.
如果你开车到这个街道上啊，反正美国很自由啊，我就是开左边。
If you drive on the streets and you figure this is a free country, you decide to drive on the left side of the road.
如果你幸运遇到对方一个很清醒的，他停下来了。
If you're lucky, you'll meet someone on the other direction who is sober.
他停下来了
and they stop.
那你就活了
and then you will live.
那如果你遇到对方一个模模糊糊的半睡半的撞下去你死了
but you happen to meet someone on coming who is half asleep you'll have a head-on collision and die.
你看这个飞机在天上飞
You see the planes in the air.
好像很自由。
They seem to be free.
但是飞机在上面会是有轨道的呢。
But you know the planes in the air have they have tracks.
如果有一个驾驶员随便飞，你一定不敢坐。
If one of the pilots they just choose their own route, you probably dare not ride that plane.
啊，曾经有飞机相撞，两架747相撞了，500多个死掉了。
Because once two 747s hit on collision in the air, and 500 some people died.
所以他听从指挥啊。
So they must listen to the central control.
你看火车很自由。
You see the trains, they're also free.
但是有两个轨道。
But they are train tracks.
啊，那现在开火车的时候，这个轨道太不自由了，把它开出来。
But if the driver decides that the tracks are too constraining, they decide to go off the tracks.
那这个火车变成样。
So what will happen to the train?
大灾祸了。
Great disaster.
啊，所以自由的界限，就自由的真正的意思就是你要有一个。有一个界限在限定。
So the true definition of freedom is that you must, there are standards.
好，我们现在来看哥林多前书，保罗怎么说。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians and see what Paul says.
哥林多前书第八章。
1 Corinthians 8.
第八章的第九节。
1 Corinthians 8:9.
啊，只是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们这个自由竟成了那软弱之人的绊脚石。这里说啊，自由要有一个界限，就是不要变成别人的绊脚石。
Here it says that there is a limit to freedom, that it do not be, that it not become a stumbling block to others.
举例说
，For example,
有的信徒啊，夏天很热，穿了这个没有领子，也没有什么没有袖子的衣服到教会来。
For example, during the summer when it's quite hot, some members might wear tank tops to church.
那你很自由啊，因为这样很凉啊。
You're very free because you feel cool.
但是如果因为你穿这样的一个弟兄没有办法听道理。
But because of you wearing this tank top, a brother cannot pay attention in sermon.
啊，是他是吧？思想没有办法洁净了，得罪神了，那你有责任了。
And they cannot keep a clear mind, then you have sinned against God.
啊，所以有时候不是我的自由的问题，是我这样做会对别人有什么影响。
So sometimes it's not a problem of whether you have the freedom, but whether you influence others.
这个就是基督里面的自由。
So this is the freedom within Christ.
所以保罗说我可以吃肉。
Paul says I could eat meat.
但是如果吃肉叫人跌倒，我就不吃。
But if eating meat stumbles my brothers, I would not eat.
吃肉是跌倒，吃肉是自由的。
To eat meat is free. It is free to eat meat.
但是这个自由一个界限就是爱心。
But the limit is love.
如果你这样让人跌倒，我就不做。
If you do such a thing and that would stumble a brother, then I would not do it.
所以圣经里面讲的自由跟社会的自由不一样。
So the definition of freedom within the Bible is different from the society.
社会就是我就是要这样做，你如果因为跌倒，你自己要负责，谁叫你跌倒？
The definition of freedom from the society is that I want to do this. If you stumble, that's your problem.
但是教会的圣经里面讲的自由是你要体贴软弱人的软弱。
But Bible says that we must care for others' weaknesses.
这个就是爱心啊。
This is love.
因此在第十章里面保罗又谈到我们自由做事有三个原则。
So then Paul in verse 10, chapter 10 says there are three principles that we should follow.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
第十章二十三节。
For chapter 10 verse 23.
凡事都可行但不都有益处。
Everything is permissible but not everything is beneficial.
这个凡事都可行就是自由了。很多事情你自由可以做的。
Everything is permissible means that everything is free.
但不都有益处。
But not everything is beneficial.
所以很多事情，我有的时候我们可以自由做事情，但是你要想想这样做对我有什么益处。
So there are many things where we're free to carry out the task, but you must think whether it's beneficial.
比方说，是不是可以抽烟
？For example, are we allowed to smoke?
圣经里面你找不到不可以抽烟。
In the Bible, you will not find a commandment that says do not smoke.
有一个青年说，耶稣变酒给人吃啊，那个时候如果烟，他变烟给人抽。
A youth once commented that.Jesus had turned water into wine, so probably at that time, if they had cigarettes, Jesus would probably turn cigarettes for people to smoke.
有一次我在飞机上看到一个天主教神父在抽烟。
So once at the airport, I saw a Catholic father smoking.
所以这个抽烟不是道德上的对错。
So smoking is not morally right or wrong.
但是为什么抽烟不好？
But why is it not a good thing?
因为对你身体没有益处。
Because it's unhealthy.
你的身体是神的殿。
Your body is the temple of God.
你怎么把它抽烟熏的这个满肺都是黑的呢？
Why would you cause your lungs to turn black.
所以你是自由的，但是你不可以做，因为对你没有帮助。
You are free to do it, but you will not do it because this is not beneficial.
因此，这个自由要有一个界限，要有一个顾虑在里面。
So freedom, there must be a limit. There must be a consideration.
那下面说，凡事都可行，但不都造就人。
Then the following, it says, everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive.
啊，很多事情啊，你都可以去自由做，但是你对别人的没有造就。
You could do many things, but not everything is constructive to others.
好像说我们来到这里参加神学班。
For example, we're here at the seminar.
我们当中有初信，我们当中有慕道者。
We have true seekers and we have newly baptized members with, among us.
但是我们当中有从小洗礼的。
We also have those who were baptized since they're infant.
那你信主越久，你的责任越大。
The longer you've been baptized, the more responsibility you have.
你的年纪越大，你的责任越大。
The older you are, the more responsibilities you have.
因为你要造一个好的榜样，让人来效法。
Because you must set an example for others to imitate you.
因此，凡事都自由，但是不都造就人。
So everything is permissible, but not everything is constructive, edifying.
因此，我们这两个礼拜里面，你要想想看，我这样做啊，我这样生活，我这样讲啊，是不是能够造就人？
So in these 2 weeks, you must think whether your speech, your actions are edifying to others.
不是说我活在美国，你关我什么？
It's not that, do not think that you live in America and no one can control you.
我们是活在神的国度里面。
We live in the kingdom of God.
这是神的原则。
This is the standard of God.
所以我们要做神的儿女，要照神的原则来做。
As children of God, we must follow his principles.
那再来这个哥林多前书第十章这样说。
Then in 1 Corinthians 10, it says,
31节。
Verse 31.
说你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要荣耀神而行。
Because whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all in the glory of God.
吃喝很自由。
You're free to eat and drink.
但到最后啊，要让神得到荣耀。
But in the end, we must give glory to God.
所以33节说。
Then that's why 33 says.
我凡事都要叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
I try to please everybody in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of the many.
所以到自由最后有一个最大的前提。
So there is a final goal in.And freedom.
我们要运用自己的自由，让众人得益处。
We must use our freedom to benefit others.
因此，在这个极端讲究个人主义啊、讲究自由的美国社会里面呢，我们要从圣经再一次了解自由是什么。
So in this extreme free view in of the American society, we must redefine freedom.
那这个浪子啊，他回头了。
Then the lost will be found.
虽然再一次被父亲管束。
The prodigal son returns, and once again under the control.The restraint of the father.
但是他重新得到父亲丰盛的爱。
But he regained the love, full love of the father.
所以我们如果愿意放弃了我们这世俗上的自由。
So if we dare to depart from, to give up the freedom of the world.
回到圣经神的话的管束。
And return to the constraints of the Bible.
在圣经里面的自由。
To the freedom in the Bible.
那我们在生活当中又一次得到神的爱，得到神的恩典。
Then in our life, we will once again receive the love and grace of God.
所以基督徒的社会生活。
So a social life of a Christian.
第一个。
First.
我们要从钱财的追求当中找回来，不要迷失了。
We must refine ourselves in our pursuit for money.
第二个。
Second.
我们要从世俗的自由当中找回来，不要迷失了。
We must find ourselves again among the freedom of the society.